Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm gonna stop.
I'm a bit worried that what I'm doing is I'm using all my energy.
Okay, feeling great.
No, the more you use, the more you...
You have?
Yeah.
Like love?
Yes.
Or money?
Hello!
Hello, welcome back.
It's another week, it's another bitching.
We've just been for a run.
We've just been having a dance off.
Yeah.
Getting some energy levels up.
Ready to talk about the one, the only...
Lindsay Lohan!
Meow, 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 meow! What's your first initial thoughts about Lindsay Lohan before we read out her wiki?
I miss her.
Yeah.
She didn't have the career that she was meant to have because of her mental health and addiction troubles. Yeah. And that's really sad because I think she is insanely talented and very, very charismatic.
I agree with that, yeah.
And so, so watchable on camera.
Oh, it's really sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
How good is Freaky Friday?
Oh, I love that film.
Isn't it so
Do you love
good?
The song in it as well? The guitar song. What is it?
Take Me Away. I don't remember.
Take Me Away, I think it is.
Does she sing it?
I don't think she sings it, but she's playing, like, the guitar in it. Don't wanna grow up, I wanna get out.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, take me away. I wanna shout out, take me away, 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 away.
It's like Avril Lavigne, isn't it, a little bit?
Yeah. And then she does the guitar solo, but it's really it's her mum doing it.
And she's cheering her on.
Oh, it is gore. It's such
oh
a
Oh, my God,
film.
You know what? I'm going to go home and watch Freaky Friday and Mean Girls.
I was just thinking that.
I'm doing a very heavy play at the moment, and I need to be hashtag self-care.
Yeah. You need some Lindsay Lohan. But don't get too sad about the fact that they're in the past and that she's not made them for a while.
No, because I still have hope that she'll get through it.
Shall I read out her wiki, even though we probably all already know who she is? Lindsay Lohan is an American... Oh, wait. Born the July... Lindsay Lohan, born...
You're doing really well, mate. Don't worry about it.
Lindsay Lohan, born July...
I'm keeping Helen here against her will.
Born July the 2nd, 1986.
Which makes her... A Cancerian, like me.
32. She's young.
Mm.
Is an American actress, singer, businesswoman, fashion designer and film producer.
And club owner.
So she first appeared, having appeared as a regular on the television soap opera Another World at age 10. Her breakthrough came in the Walt Disney picture film, The Parent Trap.
Yes.
What a film.
What a film.
The film's success led to appearances in a string of television films for the Disney Channel and the movie Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
Freaky, freaky, freaky. Which is the best word. It sounds like you're doing a disky.
Yeah.
Freaky, freaky, freaky. I love saying it. Freaky. I could say it all day. Freaky, freaky, freaky. I could honestly say it all day.
I believe you. Please stop.
Okay, that's the last one, I promise.
Okay, good.
Okay.
She had a very troubled childhood.
Yeah.
Her dad, Michael Lohan, was an alcoholic, still is an alcoholic, I believe, and has had problems with substance abuse and domestic violence. He's had two kids since his family with Dina Lohan, with another woman, and they've had both their kids taken off them and put into care. So,
which sort of symbolises...
Not father of the year.
Yeah. Well, technically as well, it's not the same, but the fact that she was in a television show from the age of 10 and the way American telly works means she will have been away from... I know you need a chaperone and stuff, but normally you have a chaperone on set, don't you?
Yeah.
And you're doing your school as part of the filming, and the people who are looking after you are very much the production team of that thing. Mm-hmm. So... The way that she's brought up already is really weird. And then if the only kind of stable thing that you've got at home is a dad who's an alcoholic and a bit abusive.
Yeah.
That is going to be tricky.
She herself has described her childhood as chaotic. And from watching interviews with her, it seems like she is open to a point, but she's very, very guarded. And actually, she doesn't want to show what's going on underneath, which I totally understand. And really, I think that she shouldn't be dealing with her issues whilst being filmed by Oprah's team.
Yeah.
She should be somewhere...
Away.
Away, privately, with very qualified, compassionate people working through her issues. And hopefully she's had that as well. But, yeah.
It must be really hard, though, to separate if all you've known since the age of 10 is huge fame and the way you get your kind of recognition and approval is from being on the telly. Even when you're having the most horrendous time, you must want to legitimise that by it being seen by people. Yeah. I find it really hard to get out of that mindset, I think, if that's all I'd ever known. It makes me think how good everyone on Harry Potter... or the set of Harry Potter was at looking after those kids, because they're sort of a real example of kids not seeming like they've been really messed up by being child stars.
What the fuck's Rupert Grint doing? He's got an ice cream van. Slightly noncey, really. You're going to have to cut that out.
He got it when he was a kid, though, didn't
he? Yeah, to be
sort fair. Of.
He's the most talented one.
He is, and I think he's doing a sitcom, isn't he, at the moment, on Now TV or something?
With Lindsay Lohan.
No!
Lindsay Lohan is in the second series of that show, but no one's seen it. Because apparently it's dreadful.
Is it? I just wouldn't know what to do with myself if I'd been in Harry Potter.
Mm.
I was so cross because I really wanted to audition to be Ginny.
Mm.
And now I'm really grateful that I didn't. Not that me auditioning means I definitely would have
got it. Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Although I should have got it and been Ginny, I would have been so good.
Yeah, we wouldn't be friends. You wouldn't be sat here doing this no-name podcast with me.
I would. We'd just have a lot more listeners and a bit of dollar to...
A bit of sweet cash.
Did you audition for Harry Potter?
No. What do you mean?
Well, anyone could go. Open casting.
I wrote a letter to the casting directors when I was 14. Mm. And I got my dad to take some photos of me sat on my sofa wearing a pink crop top. And I wrote them a letter that said, I know I don't look anything like Luna Lovegood, but if you can make David Thewlis look like a werewolf, then you can definitely make me look like Luna Lovegood. And I thought that that was like the most persuasive argument ever.
It's a very good argument.
But apparently they didn't want a 14-year-old from Barrow in Furness with that name, so, you know.
Can I tell you two things that's funny about that?
Yeah.
One, when I said, did you audition for Harry Potter, your first response was, what do you mean? So that was completely insane. You wrote a letter and had your...
Yeah, but they didn't want to hear from me. They didn't see me.
And then I can't remember what the second thing I was going to say was. You'd make... Oh, yeah. Imagine if you'd been Luna Lovegood and I'd been Ginny Weasley. Then we'd be mates.
It wouldn't be very good casting, would it? Two brunettes in roles there.
Look, Neville Longbottom is a 10.
Oh, yes. Put some teeth. Smoke show.
Where were we? The correlation between being a child actor, because we were talking about Harry Potter.
And how most of them seem pretty normal.
Yeah, and is it fair to say that Lindsay Lohan, the root of where some of her kind of mental health problems and things come from, is the amount of fame that she got at such a young age?
Yeah, quite possibly. I mean, that's going to turn anyone's head, isn't it? Mm. I mean, even like Daniel Radcliffe, who famously is one of the nicest people in showbiz, he had a time where he was drinking loads and...
He did. He said since that he wishes he'd not said that in an interview because he thinks he was being a teenager and he was getting drunk because he was a teenager.
Yeah.
And then everyone's put this label on him that he was an alcoholic as though he went through this dark time.
Yeah.
And he says, actually, I was
Maybe the dark time was just adolescence.
Yeah. So she has struggled a lot.
I just want to help her, but I don't know how. It's a similar feeling I have with Britney Spears. Britney's kind of all right now, but she's having to take a break again from her Vegas residency.
Yeah.
But it's a similar kind of, they've got so much charisma, you just want them to be all right. I just think about what she could have been. I wonder if she feels like that. She must do.
Do you mean in terms of her career?
Yeah.
Because she seems to have made a choice to, am I wrong, to remove herself from things. Didn't she live in Dubai?
Yeah, she lived in Dubai for a bit and then she started developing this, like, accent.
Oh, it's really embarrassing.
Yeah. Now she's doing a reality show where she's opening a beach house. She's opening, like, some private members clubs under the name Lohan. Lohan Beach House, etc.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool. Good for her.
But... is she doing that because she's been kicked out of Hollywood, really? Because no one wants to work with her anymore? Because she's so difficult?
Man. But as well, she, like, not to... People have the right to do what they want and choose to look the way that they do. But I feel like there was so much pressure on her because she was so beautiful. And that was a lot of the appeal, was her being so young and so talented and so beautiful. And that was always going to end. Yeah. And she, you know, did a lot of things to her face.
Needlessly, because, you know...
But is it needless?
She's still 32 and she...
I know, but in Hollywood...
Yeah.
The fact that when we had Jade on and she was talking about the fact Kim Kardashian's 40 now, so she's not the most famous one anymore.
Mm.
It's just insane. Yeah. You can't preserve that.
Yeah, but things are changing. I know what you're saying. I totally understand
the pressures. I can so imagine doing it.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, she could...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I've been, you know.
I know.
You know.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
So the only old actress that I can think of.
What's that joke from the Golden Globes when Tina Fey and Amy Poehler did that joke? And it was something like, Meryl Streep is here for, like, whatever film she was in. And it's, like, proving that there are still roles for Meryl Streep's over 50.
It's so true.
It's so true. She is the one.
She's used as the example of, look, you can age gracefully, yeah. Like the one person
who has been allowed to do that. Yeah.
Because she's naturally the most beautiful woman in the world. Oh, I'm depressed.
Oh, I'm going to look like a bit of ham when I'm older.
Yeah, that's the plan. She did that post after Me Too on Instagram.
Where she was like, Harvey's my mate.
Oh, it was so... Lindsay, man. Oh.
I think she's just not one of life's big critical thinkers. There's an interview with Oprah, and it's one of the most backhanded ways I've ever heard of calling someone...
stupid.
She says to Lindsay, the thing with you is you have heart intelligence. You don't have head intelligence. And Lindsay just sits there like, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because she's not got head intelligence, so she doesn't realise that she's being insulted. That is so rude.
I know. You haven't got head intelligence. What the fuck? But you have heart intelligence. You have heart.
She's well-meaning, but she's an idiot.
Yeah.
That's so rude.
Can I read you this letter?
Yes, please.
So this is a letter that was sent to Lindsay from James G. Robinson, the CEO of Morgan Creek Productions.
What do they
do? Who made Georgia Rule, which is the film that she was in, I think, with Meryl Streep, where she played Meryl Streep's daughter.
Okay.
This was, I think, 2007.
Right.
So she's still the young Lindsay.
Yeah.
At the peak of her fame before the troubles kind of come into play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is July 26, 2006, and it's Lindsay Lohan, courtesy of the Chateau Marmont, which is a hotel, which is where she was living.
Nice pronunciation. So
she was living in hotels. Dear Lindsay, since the commencement of principal photography on Georgia Rule, you have frequently failed to arrive on time to the set. Today you did not show for work all day. I am now told you don't plan to come to work tomorrow because you are not feeling well. You and your representatives have told us that your various late arrivals and absences from the set have been the result of illness. Today we are told it was heat exhaustion. We are well aware that your ongoing all-night heavy partying is the real reason for your so-called exhaustion. We refuse to accept bogus excuses for your real, for your behaviour. To date, your actions on Georgia Rule have been discourteous, irresponsible and unprofessional. You have acted like a spoiled child and in doing so have alienated many of your co-workers and endangered the quality of this picture. Moreover, your actions have resulted in hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage. We will not tolerate those actions any further. If you do not honour your production commitments, including your scheduled call time for tomorrow and any call times thereafter, we will hold you personally accountable. This means that in addition to pursuing full monetary damages, we will take such other actions we deem necessary to preserve the integrity of the Georgia Rule production, as well as Morgan Creek's financial interests. I urge you to take this letter seriously and conduct yourself professionally. Sincerely, James G. Robinson.
If someone put that letter through my hotel door, I'd be so ashamed. I just can't imagine.
Well, I think she must have been.
Oh, that's so upsetting and embarrassing. What happened then? Presumably she went to work the next day because
yeah.
She's
well, because otherwise you're going to get sued and that's, you know,
I don't
that's
know.
It, isn't it?
Imagine getting to the point where you don't have a relationship with a producer where they can just come and have a chat with you, come and say, hello, Lindsay.
Well, if she's not there, then I think she did end up finishing the film. I'm just Googling it now.
Just imagine your life being so insane that you're doing a film with Meryl Streep and you don't show up to work. There's some deep...
Oh, no, it's not Meryl Streep.
Oh, then that's all right.
Sorry, I don't know where I've got that from. She was Felicity Huffman's daughter in the film.
Who's that?
She's just got done for rigging those college admissions for her daughter.
It's her! Oh, well, then I'm glad she didn't turn up to work.
Mm. And it was panned by critics.
Maybe that's it. She knew the film was bad.
Mm.
You don't know what's going on. Who leaked that letter as well? Because that's so embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't know. Georgia Rule controversy haunts Lohan. I wonder if that was the turning point for her where people basically stopped. Because it's like you were saying about the Neil Gaiman thing, you either have to be on time, pleasant, talented.
Yeah.
And if you're two of those, then you're good. Yeah. But if you don't turn up...
And you're really difficult to work with. It doesn't matter how talented you are.
Yeah.
We say that, though. There's a lot of very talented people who don't turn up and are horrible, who get
Bruce
loads
Willis.
Of work. Is he?
Yeah, Bruce Willis. That's quite well documented that Bruce Willis will just... I can't remember what film it was on, but he just decided to go across to, like, a bar and have drinks instead of doing the... And we're like, we're all waiting for you, Bruce. And he was like, well, what are you going to do? Fire me. And Bruce Willis...
Imagine getting to the stage in your career where you're so... And it must be possible for any of us where you... It becomes so normalised, that level of success, that you start just taking it completely for granted.
Mm. So the producer said, she missed a day of work without telling anybody and you can have a whole crew and cast standing around plus the cost of $500,000 a day lost.
Yeah.
The letter served its purpose and she's a great actress. I wrote a letter to her that I rewrote 6 times and I basically said, let's knock it off, get to work. I'm not going to put up with it. And she was fine. She came to work every day after that.
I can't believe that letter's been leaked. I wonder how much money they got for selling that to her.
She's only 20.
Oh, babes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe she just... It's that thing of, like, maybe she just needed to take, like, 6 years off and go to college and,
yeah.
like, let loose.
You're allowed to be late when you're 20.
Yeah. Because it's, you know...
I went to see Malala, you know Malala?
Mm.
So she got shot in the head by the Taliban for campaigning for girls' rights to go to school and she got brought to the UK and educated in Birmingham. She's now at Oxford or Cambridge, I can't remember, one. And I went to see her speak because she's got this new book and she said that she misses her morning lectures because it's too difficult to get out of bed. And I just thought, if Malala, this, like, human rights activist who's come, who's literally got shot in the head for her right for education, can't get out of bed.
Maybe we should make everything after one.
Yeah. Your brain's still growing. You're still developing as a person. Mm. You are not a fully formed adult when you're 20.
Yeah. So then it all went wrong, basically, after that. And she got dropped from several films and people didn't want to work with her anymore. And then she was then in a position where she was doing this film that was crowdfunded and it was written by Bret Easton Ellis, say no more, called The Canyons. Do you remember this?
Mm-mm.
So it was funded on Kickstarter and it stars porn star James Dean, who's now been discredited for doing loads of rapes, and Anne Lindsay in the two main roles. And the director of the film, who is Paul Schrader.
Who's that?
He's just made a film called First Reformed, which was critically acclaimed. And he wrote the screenplay to Taxi Driver. So he's he's a legit guy.
Cool.
So he directed it. He wrote an article. He wrote an article about what it was like to work with Lindsay Lohan. Just basically saying that, comparing her in a lot of ways to Marilyn Monroe, who actually is one of her idols and has always been one of her idols. The article's really good. It's called Shooting Stars. I really recommend it. It's very interesting. And he just says, similarities, as in between her and Marilyn, tardiness, unpredictability, tantrums, absences, neediness, psychodrama. Yes, all that. But something more. That thing that keeps you watching someone on screen. That thing you can't take your eyes off of. That magic, that mystery. That thing that made John Huston say, I wonder why I put myself through all this. Then I go to dailies. Dailies being the thing where you watch the rushes back of what you filmed that day. As I said to Lindsay on a number of occasions, it must be exhausting to be you. From a selfish point of view, from a director's point of view, that is, from my point of view, it was a treat to work with Lindsay. All the drama, all the stress, that means little. A director can shoot around misbehaviour. He can't shoot around lack of charisma. I just wish it was easier for Lindsay.
I want to cry. Oh, my God.
That's it, man. That's it. It's no one is... She's not enjoying it.
Yeah, that's so upsetting. Oh, I want to cry.
Yeah. I just really hope that she can turn it around and be in films again one day, because she's so compelling.
And be happy.
Yeah.
Be happy.
Be happy, yeah.
I hope that she finds that. So that was Lindsay Lohan. Cheery one.
Cheery one. I'm going to watch Freaky Friday. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I might have a night of just like...
watching nice things. You should look after yourself, like you say, because of the play.
Well, Josh is making dinner. I was about to put down Freaky Fish. Say Freaky again.
I could say it all day.